Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. First of all, let me say, classified documents should not be taken to homes or offices or any other places outside of where they belong. They should stay in the secure places that are designed to hold them. The fact that Joe Biden had documents in offices that were related to him should be thoroughly investigated and changes made to policy and procedures to make sure that it doesn't happen again. That being said, there is a world of difference between what happened with Joe Biden and what happened with Donald Trump. Republicans are trying to make it sound like they're the same thing. They're not. First of all, the fact that these documents wound up in Joe Biden's offices appears to be inadvertent, most likely the result of a staff error. When Biden found out that the documents were in those offices, he immediately, him and his team, notified the National Archives and the Justice Department, and those documents were immediately handed over to the archives. Donald Trump, on the other hand, was warned by the lawyers in the White House counsel office that he should not take classified documents with him down to Mar-a-Lago. He was told that this would be a crime. And despite that legal advice, Trump deliberately and with premeditation stole classified documents and brought them to Mar-a-Lago. And when he was asked about that by the Justice Department and by the National Archives, he lied and obstructed and attempted to keep those documents, even though he knew that he shouldn't have them. Now, while Trump was in office, he never showed much interest in what was in national security or what was in classified documents. There are many descriptions by people who worked for him of his total lack of interest in briefings and meetings that concern national security. So the only reason that Trump would have taken those documents was because he knew that they were valuable and that he could turn them into money. And the way he would turn them into money would be by selling them, most likely to our enemies. Don't forget that while Trump was president, he gave top secret information to the Russians in return for the favor that they did him in helping him get elected. So the idea that Trump would sell classified documents to our enemies is not particularly far-fetched. When Trump was asked about those and other documents by the FBI and the Justice Department and the National Archives, he didn't turn them over. He lied. He pretended that he didn't have them. He did turn over some documents as a distraction, but he kept all the classified documents and most of the other documents that he wasn't supposed to have. And even after Trump was served with a subpoena for those documents, he still refused to turn them over. So the FBI had no choice but to search Mar-a-Lago, where they did find all those classified documents. And even after those documents were taken by the National Archives, Trump still tried to get those documents returned to them. He had his lawyers file court briefings saying that the documents should be returned to him. Now, instead of being outraged about the fact that Trump had those documents and the jeopardy to national security that they posed, Republicans have been outraged about the fact that Mar-a-Lago was searched, even though Trump's refusal to comply with the subpoena for those documents left the FBI no choice in that. So the Republicans were not outraged that Trump stole the documents or lied about them or tried to keep them. And now they're trying to pretend like Joe Biden did the same thing that Trump did, and nothing could be further from the truth. But that's to be expected of the Republicans. Joe Biden had 10 classified documents in his offices. Donald Trump had over 300 classified documents down at Mar-a-Lago and stored in a closet where anybody who wanted to could get at them. But then that's to be expected from Republicans. Show me a Republican, I'll show you a hypocrite, and possibly even a traitor. Thanks for listening.